Oh, yeah, you got to have something, buddy. Welcome back. We got something here. We're hanging out on Dueling Tangents.
Yeah.
It's Luke and Brian. I'm Brian. That's Luke. You gotta have
something. Last time I checked. That is correct.
You haven't changed to La Follette yet. You're going to do that right after the primary or what?
I don't know. Maybe.
Are you too late to get on the ballot now?
I don't think so. Man. Because it's an August primary. There's got to be a deadline still coming up. I would guess sometime in June is the filing deadline. So I've got till then to, you know, figure out if I'm going to change my namesake and go along with your crazy little plan to get me elected to statewide office, Brian.
I just want to try the experiment. I want someone to change their name to La Follette. Put themselves on any random ballot and just see how they do.
Yeah.
Because,
well, I missed
again,
all the local elections. I think those deadlines have passed. So my only option would be statewide, I think, man. And I don't know if I could do that.
La Follette,
I don't know if the name carries enough weight to get me across the finish line on that one.
I don't know, man.
Who knows? Maybe one day we'll test
the
experiment.
We're in a current state right now where Fox News has reversed course within the course of a week, and their viewers have not noticed at all.
No, they haven't.
Not even a little
bit. They haven't said, like, honestly, if you're paying attention, that would give you a whiplash, but they're just like, oh, yeah,
That sounds good. I follow your reasoning now. This is your non-reasoning. It's
that's
amazing.
That's not contradictory from what you said earlier about this Russian thing. Oh, okay, we're going to change. Okay, cool.
So then, and this is what we're up against. There are people who are just ham-handed trolls. Like, today, I went into our bathroom here. We have a kind of like a limited bathroom like situation. There's not many people that, you know, can access it at any given point. But someone put a Let's Go Brandon sticker on our towel dispenser. Like, you can only see it in the mirror. So it's there. So one, they're using the Let's Go Brandon instead of the actual swear because,
yeah, just,
you know,
just say it, you cowards.
They're weak. They're weak.
Yeah.
And then you have to put it in the freaking on the hidden corner of the towel machine of what are you again? They're high school antics.
Mm-hmm.
This is stuff you see in junior high school, and these are the people who are pushing the narrative that, you know, the election stolen. Let's go, Brandon. We're a bunch of a-holes. Hooray for us.
Yeah, but I think the important thing to note, Brian, there is there will always be trolls. No matter what,
there's
always
going to be
trolls. And I know that you've caught up now on the Hawkeye series. Spoiler alerts going out here, folks. But there's little tiny things throughout this series now, post-snap, that just they got little things poking at it saying Thanos was right. And it's just like, yeah even in that, there are trolls because wherever you go, there will always
be someone who is a contrarian jerk.
Exactly.
Yep.
But folks, you're listening.
We'll
to
get into that
tangents.
Later on.
Yeah.
I want to get to the people.
We do.
We're here
we
for the people.
We got some callers that want to share with us their thoughts on what will be in the Gableman probe. Up next, we got Craig and Madison. Craig, what do you think is going to be in this report?
Well, I know what's not going to be in it is the obvious. If they're looking for election fraud, why don't they just start right there with the fake electors that they signed that certificate and sent off to D.C. here in Wisconsin? If that's not in there, which it should be because we all know it happened, wouldn't that be misappropriated funds, taxpayer funds, because they don't investigate the obvious?
I would say so.
I would say no matter what, the $676,000 is misappropriated funds. Craig, yeah. There's no justification.
$11,000 a month for Michael Gableman to maybe or maybe not write down things about his investigation.
Yeah, there's nothing in this report, in my opinion, that could justify the expenditure of $750,000 looking into an election that occurred 16 months ago for something that's been litigated, audited, and recounted as many times as it has. So we appreciate your call, Greg. Up next, we got Don and Madison calling in. Don, what do you think is going to be in the report?
Probably not 500 cheeseburgers, like it looks like he's already eaten from Wisconsin taxpayer expense.
You know, what? He'll gladly give you the report on a Tuesday for, you know, another hamburger today.
There'll probably be something in there about CJ and how much information CJ has regarding what's true and what's not. And anytime CJ gets on here, I just want to call and ask him if he cashed his stimulus check because he's so dead set against socialism. So,
I'm pretty sure that he still pays his taxes for his fire department, and I'm pretty sure he gets his garbage picked up just like the rest of us.
Yep,
but, you know, He's a secret socialist. We don't know. Don't tell him.
I got something for you guys, though. So when they say there's irregularities, wouldn't there be irregularities from one election to the next anyway, given that if people wanted to oust Donald Trump and they knew that a certain percentage of votes were going to be thrown out because of these guys that are, you know, anti-democracy? So wouldn't that cause irregularities, given the number of people that probably would come out and vote for a first time or haven't voted for 10 years and all of a sudden they vote?
And there was a pandemic. Of course, there's going to be irregularities. And by the way, speaking of irregularities, if you want to go back to 2018, when Governor Evers was elected, there were at least 130,000. We figured 130,000 people who voted for both Scott Walker and Tammy Baldwin.
Yeah. So
and how
Wisconsin's got some swing voters. That doesn't make it irregularities. And Don, it's also important to note that Ron Johnson has done the math and said that had 51,000 more Republicans voted for Donald Trump rather than down ballot like they did for state assembly and state Senate candidates, that Donald Trump would have won the state of Wisconsin. But it was Republican voters that didn't send Trump back to the White House here in Wisconsin.
And my last point I want to add before the last caller is the people that are, you know, the fake electors and the people that set up the fake electors and a lot of people who are objecting to this election also were elected in
the same exact ballot election. And if you think that we as Democrats, quote unquote, we stole the election away from Donald Trump but still left, you know, Robin Voss in power, give me a break. If you like, come on. No.
If we're going to steal it, we're going to do something a little bit better than what we
election.
Look at the crap we've allowed to have happen otherwise since then.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
We got time for one more caller. Yeah. We got Wisco calling in. Wisco, what are your thoughts on this report?
Well, there's no accountability with it to begin with. There's not going to be any accountability anyway. But the too many things that are going to come out of it from Galen is going to be lies. And he investigated Milwaukee County and Dane County. Because everybody knows the Republican Party hates those two counties, and they blame them for everything that goes wrong in this state. So I guess if you live in Dane County and Milwaukee County, actually there's four cities. I don't want to forget that. Milwaukee, Madison, Racine, and Green Bay. That's what's going to come out. They had voter irregularities. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely, sure. Wisco. We appreciate your call. We appreciate all of our fine callers this afternoon, Brian. It was a caller-packed day. I enjoyed it.
Well, and like I tell anybody who hates Milwaukee or Madison, fine. Milwaukee and Madison County and Dane County can go and secede, and good luck having your state function afterwards.
Yeah. Nothing without those two counties. So, folks, this has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. We'll talk to you all tomorrow at 2.
You're happy because you got nothing. You got nothing in court. You don't got the bookkeeper. You got nothing. Nothing. And if you were a man, you would have done it now. You don't got a thing. You're
here endeth the lesson.